This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. On this Sunday morning, I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Austin, and our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the Belleville Meat Market, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, let's get this weather knocked out real quick. Looks like, I don't know what happened to my screen. It just went down. Oh, boy. Well, anyway, let's do the tides while I'm trying to bring this back up. I don't know what happened, but today we have three tides again. We're sitting on a high right now. That was at 1:55 a.m. It was a 1.5. We have a low coming up at 11:32 a.m., negative 0.8. And then a high tonight at 8:36 p.m. It's a 1.5. 7:01 a.m. is sunrise, 5:21 p.m. sunset, our moon phase coming off that super moon, or cold moon, whatever you want to call it, 95%. It looks like right now down on island in Galveston, it's 63 degrees this morning. They're calling for fog this morning. It looks like a little bit trying to set in around Trinity Bay up here where I'm at, but visibility still good up this way. But foggy this morning, they're calling for partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 69, north-northwest winds 10 to 20 at front, blowing in pretty good later tonight. Partly cloudy and windy with a low of 48, north winds 20 to 30. And then for tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with a high of 56, north winds 15 to 25. And then looks like it's going to be a pretty cold night tomorrow night. So this little wind of decent weather we have here, it's a little bit of a warm-up. That's going to be gone. All right, looking at current conditions. Right now, Galveston Channel down there, it's 66 degrees with 63-degree water and east wind at 2 to 6. Eagle Point, 55-degree water with a northeast wind at 5. And Morgan's Point, 59-degree water with an east wind at 2. So wind's not a factor right now this morning, but later today that north wind will be switching out of the north, and here we go again. All right, let's go down to Port O'Connor now. Let's check in with Captain Kim Golden this morning, see how she's doing. Good morning, Kim. How's it going?
Good morning, Mickey. Well, how are you?
Couldn't be better. It's Sunday. I like Sundays.
I like Cindy too. I like Cindy too. It seems like every time I talk to you, there's some kind of big weather change on the horizon lately.
Yeah.
We're on a little 7-day
cycle.
Here we go. Yeah. I still have great things to say about our trout fishing. They're going to mess around and spoil us, but it's been a great week to be a trout fisherman here.
It's been pretty good, I hear.
It's been pretty good. They're actually doing some of the things we expect them to do. That makes it nice.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Love the cooperation.
Yes, in two very different bites, you know, in the calmer times, finding them out a little bit deeper after some of this cooler weather was kind of the norm. And then on those days, it would calm down and the temperatures would rise just a little. They seemed to come back up shallow, and the north wind would come, and when it would, we could use it in different areas. And I think some of our better quality bites came in that harder north wind and are rolling down over some of our drop-offs. Those were some great bite days. Not as pleasant on the angler, not as pleasant on the fisherman, but definitely noticed an uptick in that. Still nothing huge for me here yet. I think, you know, that's not to say somebody else hasn't, but so the fish, you know, just right at five, probably not a tick, not a hair over. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest that I've seen here.
Yeah, I was surprised. Okay. There were some nice fish caught in that West End Anglers tournament yesterday. I think they had one over seven, like a 7.06, and I think they had, I don't know, about seven fish over five, some sixes, and so good.
Holy cow.
For here, you know, good solid fish.
I saw that, and then how about some of the weights in the artificial showdown?
I never found it on my phone. I need to go look, but I heard there were some really nice fish caught down there.
Holy cow, there were. They haven't posted the final part until today, but there had one, I can't remember the name, and I sure wish I could in this moment, had one over nine.
That's goodness.
Incredible, right?
That's awesome.
Just amazing, and a lot of good fish like that. Like I'm saying, that was the heaviest by far, not the only good one. Just really fun to watch that unfold.
Yeah, I saw once where Rihanna had, she was around third place on Big Fish or something at the time. I don't know what she ended up doing, but that was just a one-day deal, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes, and I will definitely let her tell you about that. But, yeah, I think they had a great day.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, fun. Lots of fun to watch. Just a kind of a hint at maybe the season that's on the horizon here for us. We'll see. It's fun to think about.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's good hope, you know, fishing hope.
Yes, I know.
It makes a big difference when you know they're out there and you know you got a chance at popping a big one. It makes you fish a little harder, no doubt.
That's right. And I know here lately, I don't know if it's the same for y'all too, but even with the few fronts that we have, we're still mixed in size here. You might catch a really good one cast, next cast or two. It might be something, you know, a little bit smaller. They do still seem to be pretty mixed in together here.
Well, what are you catching most of your fish on? What's your go-to bait right now? Still on soft plastics?
I'm still throwing tails out. They're fun. They're easy. I can make them do anything I want. So yes, I am for now. I am. I like it. A lot of times, that bite would change on us here. For a little while, they'd be willing to come up and get it, and then all of a sudden, would have to drop it right back down on their nose. They were willing. Had to drop it down there to them. So having something on, I could put anywhere in the water column was handy.
Right. Versatile man.
Yes.
Versatility,
yes.
That's the name of the game.
Yes. A couple of those days were right after it was pretty cool, where we'd have that first day where it might jump 10 degrees. It was just the oddest. If you put it down low, in the water column and bumped it along the bottom, right 10 feet or so within the hard grass line either way, you have a quality fish. You got out of that too far to the right or too far to the left? Nada.
Had to get in there tight.
And I had to come right in that little zone. It's interesting when that happens. Now, our redfish here is a whole nother story. I don't have the same story about the reds. We were catching some here and there, but still not kind of what, and in some of the redfish structure we have here, my goodness, we have some really good redfish water here, and I'm just having trouble getting anything going there other than the occasional scattered fish.
Those trout you were catching like that, just off the outside edge of that grass line like that, you think those trout are laying in that grass and they're just ambushing stuff coming by, swimming up and down that wall or what?
Absolutely. I think they're going to hang out where it's easiest
got some cover.
Place to get a meal. Yeah, they've got a little bit of cover. The dolphins are still around, so they didn't. It was real clear that it was right on the heels of those two cold days that we had, and it was extremely clear those fish did not want to be up higher in the shallower water. It was right about on the third step down, and man, they couldn't have made it any clearer that that's where they wanted to be. Even though there was a little bit of bait up higher, and that water was starting to warm a little, they were tight right there. Either it was super easy to get a meal, or they just felt safe there, still a little bit deeper. Or a combination of the two.
Yeah.
It was about 2 days before they finally eased up, and it was in the wind. And once the wind started and those fronts kind of came through and reinforced the next one, the more wind I had, the more likely I was to get them up on the tabletop that was slightly over my knee or mid-thigh.
Mm-hmm.
No wind, I had to step out that little bit further on that last grass line to get some good ones.
Well, we've been waiting for this time of year, you know, for the consistent fishing, the good bite. You just got to, you know, play with the fronts.
That's
you know,
it.
Unfortunately, when we get heavy into it, they'll be coming two and three of them a week. So you just have to pick your poison, pick your days.
It's very true. Some of them can be a little uncomfortable on the angler, but I don't know what it is about big trout and nasty weather. It just seems like the nastier it is, the more they like it.
Man, it just kind of concentrates them, you know?
It does. It's just, I don't know if it's just the whole vibe or what, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, it concentrates bait fish, and, well, it just, you know, they're in that mode.
Yeah.
They like to feed shallow in the wintertime. You know, and with deep water access nearby.
Yeah, yeah.
Or when the front gets, they can fall off into a deeper gut or, you know, deeper water.
That definitely played a role in our success this last week. Is just as long as you just had a structure along something deep, it was a pretty good bet. Pretty good bet they'd be there.
Well, you just hope you have the right wind direction for where your fish are, you know, where the front's coming.
True, or it just stays the same direction, you know, just pick one.
Yeah, that's a bit much to ask for. you know, a predominant wind in Texas, come on, man, especially in the winter. Well, what's it going to be today? They're calling for northeast, but I think I feel due east right now with a tad of south in it, cranking.
I understand. I noticed that we have... I'm not sure if what actual versus forecast is because I haven't been out there, but the forecast for the Gulf on my phone looked gorgeous. I wondered if anybody was going to go out today, try for some snapper close in.
I don't know. Sharky was sure wanting to get out yesterday, you know, with it down like it was, but he wasn't able to work that in and get offshore.
Oh,
I know what he was wanting to do is go catch a swordfish.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah, it might have some opportunity today as well. Maybe some folks will get out there before the front comes in later.
Well, I'm talking to a guy next that does that, so maybe he
Ooh.
he knows if anybody got out the last day or two. And but it's all going to change this evening. They're calling for that wind to really pick up as that front, you know, works its way through the coast. So here we go again.
Here we go again. That's right.
I thought I saw where it was going to be like 38 Tuesday morning.
My goodness.
Yeah, I'm not liking that.
I'm not either. I'm not built for that. So,
I know.
So, yeah, that can move on.
Let's see. 39. I bumped it up a degree. Tuesday morning will be 39 with an east wind at 10. That ought to feel good. East wind, 39 degrees. But it is going to hit 64, and then Wednesday it's going to bump up to 72 degrees, 47 to 72, and then looks like warm the rest of the week, you know, a good pattern, kind of a east. And we got a light north wind, a weak front on Friday.
Okay.
But not much to it, so that's the extended forecast. We'll just go with that. Yeah. Flip a coin.
Right, exactly.
Or keep changing sites and find the weather you like.
There you go.
Everybody's got a different prediction of some sort anyway. All right, Kim. Well, I'm glad things are still going good for you. Catch them up while you can for old man winter really sets in on us. And
I know. We sure will. Well, thank you. Same to you. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Give some info how somebody can get with you and come down and go fishing.
That would be great. My website, PortO'ConnorFishingTrip.com, has all the information.
All right. That's easy enough. Click on and go. Well, Kim, have a good weekend. I'll talk to you next week. And, hey, find a big one.
Thank you, Mickey. Same to you.
Thank you. See you now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right. That's Captain Kim Golden in PortO'Connor. Well, you know, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charter. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here, it'll be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. You can book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like The gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. On this Sunday morning, it's 6:19 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Freeport way and let's check in with old Captain Nalum Naylor, Jeff Naylor, and see what he's doing this morning. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Okay. What's up, Captain Mickey? How you doing this morning?
I couldn't be better. How are you?
Oh, man. I'm right there with you. A little crisp this morning, a little cool. You know, wind's calm a little bit, but... Yeah, I mean, you know, just regular Sunday, really.
Right.
Man, we, you know, we're in this holding pattern as usual, you know, and just kind of waiting for a good window. There gets a little blink of a window here and there, you know, the wind will calm down for just a little bit and then get right back to it. And, yeah, it's been brutal, man, because we are just dying to get out there one more. We need to get out there one more time real bad. We got a couple of fish that we need to catch.
I need to catch a couple of fish to get,
we got to get one blue marlin, one yellowfin, and then we'll be good. But unfortunately, Mother Nature's having a little different thought, so... It is what it is, man, I guess. You know, it's sad, too, because Megan, you know, she had, we caught her yellowfin during the summertime, and it was, it was a two-day trip. We caught the fish the very first night, you know, and we had it on ice all night, all the next day, came back in real late. Missed the scales the next, you know, that evening, and didn't get to weigh it in, you know, until, you know, the following morning. So technically it would have been one, two, basically almost 48 hours, you know, that it sat on the ice before we weighed it. And we're down, her fish went 77 or 79. And I think we're losing by like, I think the 82 is beating us right now. So it was about 4 pounds, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, had it not, we keep going back and forth. Had it not been on ice for that long, you know, could it have dropped
had
that
more
much?
Body weight, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and that leads me to a real good question. You know, as far as a tournament, you know, guy, what is the rule of thumb? I mean, what did, if, you know, how, man, have you ever like really, you know, equated it to some pound lossage, you know?
Yeah, we used to play with that because we'd retain fish when everybody weighed them in. Then we would, you know, fillet them and donate all the fish. Basically, just say a 6 pound trout just for the size and the scale of it. Weighed in fresh. And then in a cooler for a day and then weighed the next day, it would lose about 1.5 to 2 ounces, you know, about 0.3 pound. And that's on a 6-pound scale. And then you get up around, you know, 10 pounds. You know, if you got a fish, it's probably like a 10.07. And then you weigh it 24 hours later, it would probably be like a 10.02, 10.01. They don't. The inshore fish, these trout don't lose as much weight as you think they do. I can see where offshore fish would.
Sure.
I'm sure the percentage is higher, you know, with a fish like that.
You know, and the other fact, too, is you're gaffing them. So now they got extra holes in them.
Well, you lose that blood, too. Blood's weight.
Sure.
Yeah, and bait is weight. You know, whatever they have in their stomach, they puke that up while they're in the cooler.
Yeah.
There's some added weight you just lost. And
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what used to kill me in a redfish tournament. We'd have those reds in a live well, and then when you pull up to the weigh-in, you go to pull them out of there, and you look in the bottom of the live well, and there's all kinds of food in there, like crabs, you know, and stuff like that. That I know it's only just a few ounces, but man, that can make you or break you in a tournament big time.
Oh man, you ain't kidding. Yeah,
it can,
definitely.
It can put the hurt on you, make you cry, man.
Make you sick to look down there and see an 8-inch mullet.
I lost the tournament time on like a 5-fish trout stringer weight. I lost it by 1/100th of a pound.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang it. Oh man. But then that really brings back the thought, like, what could I have done different? What is, you know, I guess, and really you can't look at it that way, because that was just luck of the draw.
Yeah, you know, and it's the same for everybody, you know. It's but we stress to really the best way to hold weight on fish is immediately pack it nice and keep it dry. You know, everybody thinks putting them in that slush is a better way, but it's not, because you actually get, you know, the meat breaks down and everything. You want it as close to freezing as you can get without freezing the fish, and ice water is not even close to freezing. And
right.
But you don't want any deterioration of that meat at all, because that's weight. Once it starts breaking down and you're losing your density, you're losing weight too.
Sure. No, that makes sense. You know, and that was my next question, is that what is the ideal way? You know, the problem is that, you know, you know, when you start talking about offshore fish and you talking like big yellowfin or something like that, you know, I mean, if you don't have a box that fits them in nice, good and smooth, they tend to have your tail sticking up, or, you know, you got,
yeah, you can't get the fish completely covered underneath on top with ice. Yeah, that's
exactly
what's so hard about offshore fish, man.
And man, we live around those little, bags, you know, the cooler bags, and so you can bring one of those up on them, you know, and keep them up at they're again the same problem, that it's cooler bag, it you know, sitting on top of the deck or something like that, and that sucker will melt that ice faster. You know, it's obviously cool, but you know, it's basically time to go home, you know, pretty quickly if you got a winning fish, you know. And a lot of those kingfish guys, you know, that's what they do, just because they're so long and cumbersome, you know. But yeah, it's, you know, that's always been a debate for years, you know, is how to keep them, you know, what to, you know, how to gaff them, how to do this, how to do that, what's the exact way, you know, to actually prepare, or, you know, keep them in good shape. And you know, sometimes, more often than not, it's just luck of the draw, man. You know, that fish went belly up right before you gaffed her. You're trying to gaff her in the top of the back, and she bellied up just a little bit where you punctured her bottom, you know, and just is what it is, you know. But that fish that we're losing on right now, it ain't but a couple of pounds. And, you know, I really believe that fish probably was bigger than the current leader. But
if it's up in that 80-pound class, I mean, yeah, you're looking at a fish that size, sure, 2 or 3 pounds, that's easy to lose.
Sure, in a couple of days' time. Yeah, that's not outlandish.
You know, if a 6-pound trout can lose 2 or 3 ounces, well, then, you know, an 80-pound tuna probably lose 2 or 3 pounds.
Sure. But sure.
You know, and people think that eggs weigh so much, but they don't, you know. So, well, if man, that thing had eggs, it'd be a pound bigger. Well, there's no such thing as a pound of eggs in a fish. I know they're dense and everything, but they don't weigh that much. You're better off having a one-pound mullet in there to go with the eggs. There's where you can gain some weight. Yeah. You know, the bait fish.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, but, you know, and we were speaking of, Megan and I were actually, you know, like, we're getting down to the point now. Like, okay, we're December 5th. We're, like, thinking, well, now it doesn't have to be perfect. Let's just go out there if it's decent. If it's manageable, we'll go out there and catch one. Because, you know, right now, man, this is when the big ones are out, you know. These butterballs are out. But, you know, we were, I was talking to Matt, you know, and he was supposed to come on the show. That poor guy, man, he ended up, I know he keeps saying this, but that poor guy, he went back, him and his family went out, they vacationed, you know, camping. And so he got back a couple of days ago, went down, found out one of his motors is blown. So he sent me a picture yesterday. Oh,
that's,
yeah, got all the boys, hovered around the hole in the deck. I said, man.
Man,
I said, don't worry about it. that don't look good, you know. But anyways, he's caught a couple of butterballs this year. But, you know, outside of him, man, it's been really slow on the big, you know, tuna, which is, you know, again, I think I told this on the radio a few times before, but it's historically right now, it's not, I mean, things are changing, man. The offshore stuff is just, you know, it's just not like has been 15, 20 years previous.
Oh yeah.
You know, those butterballs, you just don't see a bunch of them, you know? Yeah, absolutely. It's so crazy. I mean, you know, you were talking about one time how many big bull reds are out and about, you know, and actually getting some of your fish stolen by bull reds, you know, and then say, hey, those redfish could be 30 years old or 40 years old or something, you know. And
they could be, yeah. They live a long time, man.
Mind-blowing, you know.
They live four, five, six times longer than speckled trout do.
That's just crazy. That's unreal.
Maybe they're living so long because they're eating trout. Must be good for them. Longevity. Maybe I'll start eating more.
Right. I know those guys, you know, you know, the huge fad is fish for them, you know, during the redfish run, November, you know, late October. And it seems like they're endless. They never stop. You know, you think, man, we got to fish these suckers out at some point. Cause you don't keep a bunch of them. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, you know, those kind of trips, the boys there in Freeport doing doubles every day, you know, morning and evening, and probably keeping on average 5 to 6, you know, a trip, which is probably not a lot, but, you know, I mean,
it looks like a lot because they're so big, you know, with the tag. Looks like cattle laying in the box there.
you ain't putting a dent in them, though.
It's around here where I fish out of and everything. You can tell it's getting close to September 1st, and man, everybody starts harvesting those bull reds, talking their customers into tagging them and bringing them in. They'll throw them up on a cleaning table. And I said, man, what are y'all cleaning cattle down there? Good Lord. Big old humped up, giant, nasty reds.
Got a
chainsaw through them to clean them. And those rib bones connecting to the spine, it's like cutting through two toothpicks at a time. That's them bones are big. Hey, let me knock this break out. I'll be right back at you, Jeff. Hang on a second, buddy.
Okay.
All right. Well, folks, the Belleville Meat Market, they're in full swing right now with their processing facility. They're easy to find. They're right in downtown Belleville. Look for the big white sign. Their meat market and processing facility are right next door to one another. And their meat market, full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. That's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with bulk pricing. That's available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And it's not too late to get your orders in on those nice gift boxes you can get from the Belleville to send to family members or your good friends. What a nice gift it makes for Christmas. And their processing facility, check out their venison hot dogs, their deer tamales, all of it is excellent. And the quality and the packaging, you just can't beat it. And along with that, check out their beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. Great grab-and-go snacking products. The Belleville's been celebrating 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:35 here in the Bayou City. All right, Naylor, we're back, buddy.
Back in action. All right. We're steady live. At it. That's right. Hey, the fish loss is a interesting subject, but I look back while we were on the break there, looked at the altimetry for offshore right now, and the altimetry is looking really good. Not super. I mean, you know, if I was just a bet man, the altimetry is around a zero at the Nansen Boom Vang floaters right now. You know, this time a lot of people go past those east and west Cerveza rigs, which would be sitting right on the shelf line, so about 900 foot of water. But you can easily catch yellowfin tuna at those. A lot of folks go to the floaters, but over there in Gunnison, you're starting to get a little bit more negative altimetry, and then really the flower gardens are just they're at about a -8 right now. It's real, just a small little tight circle around the east and west flower gardens. You know, just anybody getting out that wants to go, I would bear to say that there is a very good chance that the Wahoo are probably sitting right on top of the flower gardens with those
explain
with those numbers.
Explain why y'all look at that altimetry and all that. I'm just a dumb old bay fisherman, you know. I fish inshore, and you know, I hear a lot of you big boys talk about altimetry and all that. What's that about?
Yeah, so altimetry is basically it's a circulation or a current pattern for the Gulf and different currents. And basically, you have two currents. You have a positive and a negative altimetry. So altimetry, really, technically, I believe, is the elevation of the water, right? So the elevation up or down is essentially what that means. But the current either twists in a counterclockwise position, which pushes the water up, and then you have a clockwise rotation that pushes the water down. So the theory is that the counter rotation will pull bait from the very bottom of the ocean and pull it up to the top, and basically spreads more bait up and brings more bait up from the bottom versus the alternative, which pushes the bait back down to the bottom. So if you want to fish on the surface or surface fish, you know, you typically want to see a negative altimetry. And it rings true. And then so anywhere you get along that zero line, you'll have almost zero current. So it is very much reliant on current. So if you're in a heavy, either negative or a positive altimetry, the current is probably very strong there. If you're in a closer to the zero line, and by zero line, I mean that you have negative altimetries going next to positive altimetries.
The zero line is less current then.
Right. It's where the two meet. So you'll have the slackest part of that current, you know. And, you know, there's a theory. I've heard marlin fishermen, you know, in the past say that basically, you know, they prefer that zero line. Because if you think about it, that bait's been twirled around. Now it's like getting caught in the middle of the slack line. And, you know,
it's basically like fishing a big time tide break or tide line in a bay where the currents and the wind and everything meet and leave a big distinct tide line that holds bait fish, and then you fish up and down and it makes a color change and everything else.
Sure, absolutely. Same deal. You know, you'll find grass on zero lines, you know. Right. It's just, you know, exactly what you say. That's where that slack current line is. So with all that being said, you know, because a lot of the fish that we fish for out there, we want to fish for on the surface, you know, negative altimetry is generally what you're looking for.
Negative for surface fish, and then say positive for deep water fish.
Like bottom, and I think that
stuff.
Yeah, and I'm not so 100% sure on the bottom part, you know, but in theory, that's kind of how it should
sounds
work.
Good.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, everybody has their theories, man. You can make up anything and make it sound good.
Exactly. I'm no Bill Nye, but that's about as close to science as I get. But you very rarely see that negative hard altimeter like that sitting over the top of the flower gardens. I mean, it happens. Don't get me wrong. It does. Yeah. But it's a very, very heavy altimetry, -8, -10, which is very good for Texas. In all of the Gulf of Mexico, you very rarely see anything probably passed by -12, with the exception of the Mississippi Delta. The Mississippi Delta has some
especially with that river running and everything else. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It gets really, really heavy.
Yellowfin fishing so good there all the time.
Absolutely. That's pushing. They have a lot to eat there. They're getting a lot of bait coming from the Mississippi Delta, obviously, and then a lot of bait getting pushed up and down on both the current line, you know, altimetries. And they'll have really dramatic, like 30 plus and 30 negative. Like they have some very, very strong currents that are right there. And you'll see that too on the tip of Florida as well. But, anyways, the altimetry though on the flower gardens currently at a -8 is a really, really positive sign, you know. And if you're a betting man, it's probably a good chance that there's a bunch of Wahoo out there right now.
Awesome.
And you know, hey, everything's a gamble
now,
at the end of the day.
I know why y'all look at that. I got you now. I always wondered. I kind of had an idea of kind of what it was, but I never had it explained to me like you just did. That's good.
Yes.
I know.
Now
you
know.
Ask, man,
exactly.
You know?
That's right. And it's still, again, it's all a theory. I've been challenging this for about the last 5 or 6 years since I kind of really started dialing in on this. Now, where it really comes into play is when you have like 4 or 5 different options as far as floaters, right? So, you know, right now you got Gunnison, which is kind of more on the Galveston side, or right out offshore of Beaumont, essentially. Then you got Nance and Boomvang, which would be over towards the Freeport area. Then you got Hoover, and then you got the far one, Perdido. And so if you had the option to go to all 5 of them, you kind of look at those patterns, you know, during, or the altimetry before you take off, because you don't want to drive all the way to Gunnison. It's not like you can just go to Gunnison.
Well, yeah.
Go to, you know, Hoover. These are like 50, 60 miles apart, and it's 160 to get there. So, like, you know, you just don't have the fuel to do it, right? So you're trying to make informed decisions before you take off. And
well, you want to go to the place that has the best conditions for what you're going to do.
Sure.
And that gives
absolutely
you an idea. Well, I'm going to Boomvang.
That's right. Now, and what I would do, this is just my theory behind it, but I if I was going to make a decision, you know, I would pick one that was dramatically different. I don't want one. I'm not going to go to Gunnison because it's a -1, and not go to Nance and Boomvang because it's a -3. That's not very big of a variance, you know.
No.
If I looked at Gunnison and it was a +12, and I looked at you know, Boomvang and Nance and it was a -4, I would definitely go to a -4 before I went to a positive.
Before you
10,
went for the positive number, okay.
Exactly. So that's kind of how it plays out, you know. But, you know, it doesn't always work that way, especially at the floaters is a real anomaly, is because the floaters are like out in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing else around them. So fish tend to hang around there regardless, you know, sometimes. So it's not always the end all be all, but, you know, it definitely, you know, it gives you some decision making capabilities and stuff like that. So, but, anyways, you know, but again, we talked about the Wahoo being at the gardens, you know, and really, I think it's going to be a point in the next couple of years to make sure if you do that, and that's what you did for a lot of years, and a lot of people did go out to the flower garden during the wintertime to go catch Wahoo. That might be drying up pretty soon. You know, it sounds like that the state or the feds are going to start making some laws that are going to restrict and broaden that fish exclusion zone probably in the next few years. So if it's something that you like to do and it's something that you really wanted to do, you know, get out there before you may not be able to do it at some point. So, yeah, and, you know, I honestly think there's probably more people than not nowadays that are trying to restrict that. It's a pretty big public outcry to slow down the fishing over there. My whole reasoning for slowing down fishing at the garden during the wintertime is not necessarily the Wahoo. It's the big kingfish that we're catching over there. I think we're catching too many of them. They're the big females, the ones that we cannot kill, and we kill bunches and bunches of them.
Right.
You know, if I had a reason not to go out there and exploit the wintertime fishing out there, that would be it. But the Wahoo, I think they kind of come and go.
Catch and release can catch on or something.
Yeah, and it's in, you know, to everybody's point, it's tough. It's not easy to release a kingfish, and a big one too, especially. They're like a bunch of the big trout and stuff like that. They will die. They're old. They expend a lot of energy, you know, and they just don't make it a lot of times. And then, second of all, trying to get a hook out of a fish with a face full of teeth
I
is not
you
exactly.
What, buddy. you better have some long pliers, man.
It ain't exactly
out
my
of a kingfish's mouth, man.
Yeah,
that's like dealing with a barracuda. That's
right.
They'll eat you up.
Man, I'm telling you, and they sure will. They got they're razor blades in there, you know. But
yeah, that's man, those teeth are just they are. They're, I mean, it's like sticking your hand in a shark's mouth. Same thing. What's the difference?
Yeah, 100%. I've got it sliced up. I got a foot sliced open a couple of years ago, man. I'm telling you, it happened in the blink of an eye.
Flopping on the floor.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh,
she
boy,
just barely touched
out.
Me. Laid me open, filleted me like, you know, a trout fillet on the table, man. It was crazy. But you know, so there's that, you know. And I'm speaking of releasing them, you know, I've had semi-decent luck at lassoing them, you know, and trying to take them out that way. But otherwise, you know, if you fish for with just ballyhoos or something like that, just cut the line, leave the hook in them, you know. If it's just a circle hook or a J hook or something, just cut the leader and let them have it, you know. But yeah, no, I mean, it, like I said, it probably will not be like it has been for years, much longer. I think they're probably going to start putting some restrictions on some of this stuff. And with the government back,
they always do
back,
it when it's too late, you know. They always wait till it's just totally expended.
It is. You're absolutely right. And, you know, and that is another tough part of our, you know, our
program.
And offshore,
it's hard to close something, you know, like, oh, we're going to close kingfish season, you know, no catching kingfish for 2 years. Well, I mean, how do you keep them off your baits? I mean, they're going to bite a hook. I mean, they're coming.
Oh, yeah.
Hit them. And then you get into the part you just explained, catch and release on a kingfish. That's very difficult, you know, to put it back, you know, get it in the water alive, leave it in there, lasso the tail or what have you, and try to get the hook out. Just cut the line and let him swim off.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Absolutely.
Let him,
that's it.
Let that good salt water and that acid and that fish eat that hook out.
Yeah. Man, it will. It will eventually.
Oh, yeah.
But, You know, and you got a good point. It is very difficult to start pinpointing, you know, like you said, like if they decide tomorrow that, you know, I don't know, whatever, trigger fish and or something else you can't fish for. Well, you're down there bottom fishing with a double hook rig.
Yeah,
you're
going to
catch them regardless.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
You know, inshore fish, you know, like freshwater fish and inshore saltwater fish, it's much easier to catch and release and take care of the fish and not injure it and get it back in the water. But offshore, yeah, that's a whole different game, man.
You know, and speaking of, man, you know, I am a huge fan of the way that you guys are doing the speckled trout and redfish series, where you have the weights and all that, where, you know,
that's
you're picking them up straight
up. Sliced bread, man. On protecting big fish, man.
That is so cool. And it's a legitimate tournament. I mean, you know, you're seeing the true sides. I mean, this isn't a guessing game, you know.
I wish they'd start doing bass like that, because, you know, they bring these bass to the scales in a sack and all that, and they're all beat up, been in a live well all day. And you're really going to sit there and sell that to me, that every one of those fish are going to swim off perfectly unharmed? No way, man. Holding them up by the lips, all that weight on them, photo whopping on the stage and all that. I mean, I've seen it firsthand when I'd fish, you know, freshwater up at Rayburn after a big tournament weekend. We'd be in certain coves, you could tell where the release boat let all the fish go, because there was dead ones floating everywhere. I saw several times fishing with old Will up there, you know, back in the day.
Sure.
So it's sure. I like the live weigh in with the scales and the video on the cell phone, and then send it to the weigh master and let that fish go.
Absolutely. And that's a very, very, very good process. I wish that, you know, we could do that more with you know, the in the marlin side of things, it is a lot easier to do that, you know. But when you're talking about kingfish tournaments and this and that, and, you know, that becomes all of a sudden a real you know, much more cumbersome. But you know, I mean, that we still have a lot of, we're starting to do more snapper tournaments, you know, stuff like that. Because for the longest time, you know, snapper was a, you know, it was a no-no. You just couldn't have that in a tournament because of all the regulations, stuff like that. So we're starting to back off on that a little bit, you know, and I think that'd be a good opportunity, you know, to start doing some of this weighing like that, because you can do that with some snapper and send them back, no problem. But, the regulations, you know, groupers are going to start getting hit pretty good pretty soon. And Mahi, they've been talking about doing Mahi regulations for years, and they have started them in Florida on the Atlantic side, not on the Gulf side.
This year was a pretty good year on Dolphin. And for a couple of years, remember how slack and slow it was? And then last year, man, everybody was, well, even the star, there were some good ones weighed in. So that kind of cycles, you know, like other species.
Sure. Absolutely. And you definitely have species that are like that. That's for sure. I think, to your point, there's a 50 pound that leads the Houston Big Game Fishing Club right now, which is a stud mahi.
That's a nod head right there, buddy.
Sure is. You know, but you know, looking back on the star tournament, what did we really lack this year? We still didn't have one ling, right? We were minus a ling, maybe.
Well, you had that one ling that led forever, like it was gonna, and then that guy out of Corpus fishing offshore down there. Remember the guy that was in the Air Force or Navy or whatever? Caught that giant one, that 90 pounder or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a straw that broke the camel's back right there, buddy. When that fish hit scales, I said, well, that ling division's over with.
That's
good
luck. Yeah. But man, it takes so long even just to get to the, you know, kingfish now. I mean, gosh, there's months, but we just had one, you know, and even the dolphin, I think, really didn't come around towards the, you know, mid season or better, you know, and they started coming in late, and snapper.
That guy held on with that big snapper all year long.
He did. Poor guy.
Caught it the first week, man. He just hung on for dear life, man. Hoping nobody would, you know, bust it. Nobody did. So there was a lot of guys trying and coming close, but it just didn't happen, man.
Yeah, definitely. You know,
there's no trout division anymore. I think that hurts a lot, too. You know, for sure.
You think they could actually go to the way style with the star tournament? I don't know if that works or not in that one. That'd
be hard to do because there's so many people fishing from the bank and piers, and I mean,
yeah,
all different types of fishermen.
Yeah,
so, that'd be hard to police right there on that scale for lasting all summer long like it does. That'd be tough.
Sure.
Drive Bill Kenny crazy anyway. Like a werewolf out of him. He's already won anyway. All right, buddy. I got to run, Jeff. If somebody wants to get with you, give them a number where they can reach you and give you a shout, buddy.
Yeah, anytime, man. Call me at 979-417-1013. And, hey, I just want to point out, too, Matt, I told him I'd do this, but he opened up his spring calendar. It's on the Smith & Sons website.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And, man, that guy right there, he crushes some fish.
They roll them up, buddy.
Man.
You want to meet all? Call Smith & Sons.
That's the guy. Yeah. So, all right. Cool, man. We'll see you next Sunday.
Jeff, have a good Sunday, man. Good talking to you, brother.
All right, bud.
All right, bye. Later. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.